and it comes out like leather. That's done. So we don't want done. We want done, but not on our steak. Amen. And we want it medium rare. Glory to Jesus. I'm talking about fasting right tonight. Is that what it is? Medium rare steaks. Glory to Jesus. Little potatoes and corn. I feel God. So tonight what we're going to do is you have in your seats a little thing that says, what's God speaking to you? But you can grab that. And what we do is we do things a little bit different. So we're going to worship for a bit because I don't believe it's good to pray without worship. Why is that? Well, because why would you pray without the leading of the Holy Spirit? He knows what to pray. Amen. So tonight we're going to pray according to that. And you have this with you. And when God speaks to your spirit, write whatever he's saying to you down. You want to mark the time. You want to mark the year. I have some in my Bible that go all the way back to 1985. Why? Well, because I want to remember what God spoke to me. So you want to write those down. Also, we want to make sure that you are on the same page. The Prayer Summit booklet, prayerfully everybody has one. If you don't have one, they are available in the seats around somewhere. You can go look for one. But these have all the information of all the times of prayer that we're going to be having. And I want to remind you, tomorrow morning, Monday through Thursday, we have the prayer line. It starts at 6:15. I also have here, and I think they're passing them out, the prayer line little card, and on there is the phone number. So you can't get on the prayer line without the phone number, so you want that. And then, don't forget, we have midday prayer. Starts at 2:15, Monday through Wednesday right here. And that's at the Horseheads and Ithaca campuses only. And then every night at Monday through Wednesday at 7 p.m. here. Each night will be a different theme. Each night we'll be praying over different things. And so different people will be praying. So I want to just remind you, that's how we flow with corporate prayer. So what I want to do is give you the opportunity to find a place. You don't have to stay in your seats. You don't have to stand. You don't have to sit. And grab some rug if you want some rug. But we're going to go into worship, and I want you to spend time with Jesus. I want you to arrest your thoughts. I want you to make sure that your mind is stayed on him. Because tonight when we pray, when we start calling those things which are not as though they already are, tonight as we bind and as we loose, tonight as we move in the Holy Spirit and call those things forward, we want to be in agreement, which means we all want to be in the Spirit. Amen? The Bible says God is looking for those who will worship him in spirit and in truth. And the way to get into the spirit is to abandon the flesh. And the greatest way to do that is, I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. So tonight we're going to worship. So I really encourage you not to stay in your same seat. I know some of you have babies, and that's awesome. This is a place for your babies to be because they can learn how to pray. I learned under my grandfather used to sit on the with Neil at the front row pew. And I remember crawling underneath my grandfather, and I remember hearing him pray. And as a kid, I mean, I'd be playing with my hands and moving around a little bit, but always I would remember my grandfather praying. I never forgot that. So moms and dads, don't be afraid to bring your kids. This is a great place to teach your kids how to pray and for them to experience prayer. Amen? So why don't you get up, move around. We have a big sanctuary. You don't have to stay up here. We're not going to be preaching tonight. You can go find a spot where you and Jesus can be alone, whether it's kneeling, standing, grabbing some rug, laying out on the floor somewhere. This way we're going to get a hold of God. Amen? We want to welcome all those that are online, watching online tonight, live stream. We want to encourage you to do something, and that is, we want to encourage you to go find a place of prayer. This is not entertainment. This is where you're going to be able to enter in. You're just there, and we're here. And there's no distance to prayer. So let's get ready to enter into the presence of the Lord. Pastor Tim. Praise here in this place.
Praise Him with your own words, from your own lips. Come on, begin to praise Him.
Father, in the name of Jesus tonight, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you, God, you're moving in this house. Thank you, God, for touching our hearts. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood. We thank you for the blood that washed away every single sin in our life. We thank you, God, that you put the Holy Ghost dwelling inside of us, that tonight we're not weak. Lord, even if we feel weak, we are strong because you are in us. Lord, tonight we've gathered together into your house. Lord, this is your place. Jesus, we come as your sons and daughters. We come, God, with one heart, with one mind. We come, God, agreeing on what we believe you have spoken this year. Jesus, you said in your word to write the vision, make it plain on tablets so those who read it may be able to run. So, God, we thank you that each one that's getting the prayer list, Lord, for the entire year, we call those things done in Jesus' name. God, we declare in the name of Jesus that this house will be known as a place for unexplainable miracles in Jesus' name. God, we call this place, Lord, at every campus, unexplainable miracles, creative miracles, signs and wonders, God, that will literally just take the eyes. And, Father, we won't have an explanation for them. Only to God be the glory, great things you have done. Jesus, we thank you that you are powerful. And, Lord Jesus, that you are going to show yourself powerful, especially in these last days. God, you're going to move in miracles like we've never seen before. God, the gifts of the Spirit are going to increase like we've never seen before. We declare it in Jesus' name. God, we put our hearts towards it. Lord Jesus, we know that we're hungering and thirsting after righteousness. We know, Jesus, when the preaching of the word is completed, that you promise signs and wonders shall follow. So, God, we take authority over sicknesses, over diseases. We take authority, God, over those that are lost that everyone's given up on. We take authority over those that are dealing with addictions. Father, that the freedom that heaven has purchased will come into their lives when they come into your sanctuary. Let the anointing be so strong on the presence, God, on this property that when they drive on the driveway, they'll feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Jesus, you are so faithful to your church. You are raising up your church in the last days to bring in the great harvest. And Father, we ask that you will make sure that our hearts are ready individually and corporately. That God, our hands are going to be to the plow and that we will not look back for the name of Christ. Lord, I thank you that as we preach, the anointing becomes stronger and stronger and stronger. Father, I remember, Lord, when I was preaching in Massachusetts, that Father, as I was preaching, the anointing was so strong that people walked in off the streets because they could not avoid the draw of the anointing. I pray in the name of Jesus on every campus, the anointing be so strong, the presence be so strong, the word being so strong, it will draw sinners right off the street, that God, they'll call on your name and they'll be saved. Father, we thank you that during worship, the anointing will be so strong that people will get healed during the anointing. That God, that people will run to the altar during worship. And that God, more than anything, we will worship you in spirit and in truth. That Father, in our time of worship at our campuses, that Father, the anointing will become so strong that Lord will see your face. Father, we'll enter into a new place that God will know you in a greater dimension. Father, I just thank you that you are so good. Lord, we also pray for souls. God, you know our hearts are souls. Lord God, your heart is souls. So Jesus, we ask, Lord Jesus, that you will put a burden on our heart for souls like we've never had before. We declare in Jesus' name that 500 souls will be saved at his tabernacle in 2022 in Jesus' name. In fact, God, it's not 500 because we already had 10 people born again this morning. 490 souls, Jesus. An entire family gave their heart to you this morning at the altar. A man gave his heart to you online this morning, Jesus. I declare, God, that you are faithful. I declare, God, you love the harvest. Bring it in, Jesus. Trust us with the babies, God. Lord God, please. We want people to be saved and set free and grow up in Christ. Lord Jesus, we call in the 490 more souls for the glory of God. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that we'll be able to retain them, that God, they won't just come to the altar, but that the seed will remain and fall on good ground, 30, 60, 100 fold. Father, we just want to say thank you for trusting us with them. Trusting us, Lord God, with people to be saved. Lord, we call in this house in the Horseheads campus by the end of this year, 900 people every single Sunday morning. That, Father, when the doors are open, 900 souls will come through those doors. That people will come in, Lord, then they'll bring their friends and family. That, Jesus, they'll fill rows, literal rows of people, because, Father, they desire to see a transformation with the people that are around them. We declare it in Jesus' name. 900 souls and 1,400 people, God, every single week will minister. That includes Tuesday. That includes Wednesday. That includes Thursday. Jesus, we declare souls to come in like we've never seen them before. Jesus, use us for your glory in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just want to say we love you. And God, we know that you have great purpose. Lord Jesus, we also pray for workers. You said, pray the Lord of the harvest to send forth laborers. Lord, I know each one of us have a gift. Each one of us, God, you have specifically created for this time and this season. And I pray in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said that we will pray in the workers and you'll bring them in. Lord Jesus, we need children's workers in the name of Jesus. Not just people to sit in the room, but God, people with such a fire to raise up the next generation, to see them saved, to see them filled with the Holy Ghost, to see them, oh God, knowing how to lay hands on the sick and see them recover. Father, we need workers, Lord, that will love people when they're coming in the front doors. We need workers, God, that are administrative. Lord, we just need workers. Father, fill this house with soul winners. Fill this house with people that are willing to put their hand to the plow and not look back in Jesus' name. I pray, God, not one of our gifts will go to waste. Not one of our gifts will fall to the wayside. Not one of our gifts will be buried in the ground. But each one of us will do what you've called us to do. Lord Jesus, thank you for making us the body of Christ, hands and feet and nose and ears and hair. Lord God, thank you for eyes and eyelashes. Thank you for toes. Lord, big toes, small toes. Thank you for toenails for the glory of God. Father, each one of us have a touch and a call and an anointing, and I thank you that you're going to draw that out of us this year, and that, Father, we won't have 40% of the people working in this house, but we'll have 100% of the people working in the house of God. That Jesus will see great and mighty things for your name's sake. Lord, we have great purpose, and I pray, Holy Ghost, that you will help us understand the purpose that we have in our hearts. Pastor Aaron, will you pray over the children's ministry? You're believing God to have 175 children on Sundays. So why don't you pray that on in?
Jesus, we thank you that you have given us this wonderful opportunity to come before you and minister to these children, Lord. But Father, we're not okay with 120 that we have here on Sundays, God, and we call in the 175 and more. God, I don't want just 175 a Sunday. I want 175 per service. I want these children to lead their parents and lead their families to the throne room, God, because if the adults aren't going to do, the kids sure will. So, Father, I ask that you give us the children of this region, of this county, of all three counties that are represented here in Mansfield and in Ithaca and in Horseheads and all the other future campuses we open up, God, that you would flood our church with these children who would be so on fire for you that as they walk inside their schools that their fellow classmates would have no choice but to ask them what is different about them so that they will want to come to church, they will want to be in the house of God, and they will want to serve you forever. Because God, if we can get them young, we'll get them back when they're old. Father, if we get them young, like I said, they'll bring their moms and their dads and their cousins and their aunts, their uncles and their grandparents. God, let the children lead them. Let the kids lead them. The kids on Wednesday nights, God, I call them in on Sundays with their families because, God, you know they need you. You know we can't do much without you, and we know that they need you, and you are the only answer to their issues. So, Father, flood this house. Fill this house so that we have to build that other building because we're already out of room, God. We're already out of room in the kids' wing. We need a third service just for kids, God, so bring them in so I can shove the adults out and say, excuse me, I need this room for the kids. Father, we thank you that you are already on it, and you will do as you said you will. In Jesus' name.
Father, we thank you for the young adults in this region, the young adults in this area. God, we're expecting increase. We're expecting increase, multiplication, Father. God, I speak to the wayward hearts, even the sons and daughters of those who are in this room and who are far from you. I call them in. I call and I speak to the God of this world who has blinded the eyes of their mind, and I speak to them to be opened in the name of Jesus, that those who are far from the Lord will come running in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for the young adults. I thank you for those that are here. I thank you for the ones that are in the building, Lord, the ones that are on fire, the ones that are lit up, Lord, but I thank you that that's not all. I thank you that the ones that are here are only a seed, God, only a seed. Lord, that the 60, the 70 that we've been seeing, Lord, it's a seed. And we're expecting a return, Father. Even though on the paper we have 200, God, I'm expecting even in the years to come for hundreds and hundreds more, God, that this would be a gathering place for young adults. Lord, that the majority of the increase to the church as a whole would even be the young adults in this area. God, give us divine strategies, divine ideas, supernatural ideas. Lord, fill us with supernatural strength and power even more than before, Lord. That our young adults would not just be in the building, but they would be full of the Holy Spirit, operating in the supernatural, laying hands on the sick and seeing them recover. Lord, prophesying in Walmart in Jesus' name. God, we call them in. We call them in. From this area, from 40 minutes, an hour in each direction, Lord, we call them in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you for the universities that are around here. God, I thank you for Elmira College. I thank you that it has been divinely placed right here at the epicenter of the soon coming revival. God, I thank you for Mansfield. Lord, I thank you for Ithaca. I thank you for Cornell. Lord, I thank you that we have churches right next to each and every one of these campuses. Lord, I thank you, just as Pastor was praying before, that the presence in this place and in Mansfield and in Ithaca would be so strong in the name of Jesus, that those of us who even go and live around those places, that people from the campuses would be drawn to people and individuals and households. Lord, that something would happen, God. God, that something would shake in the atmosphere. God, that those who have left their families and have traveled far for education, God, that they wouldn't just get an education, but they would find you, Jesus. God, we even speak to Cornell and Ithaca, these high league schools of smart wisdom people. Lord, your word says that you make the wisdom of this world foolishness, God. We thank you that you have made the children of God. God, you've given us wisdom far past anything. I speak to the confidence of those around, God, that we wouldn't lack confidence to speak to these people who seem like they're smart, Lord, these people who are actually geniuses, Lord, but we know that we have something that they need. I ask for a boldness and an understanding that we have something that even the smartest need, God. We have something, Lord, we have the thing that actually heals those, Lord, the thing that actually heals hearts. God, would you fill us with your presence? Would you fill us with your boldness, Lord, to speak to those, to speak to them at the campuses, Lord. Give us divine ideas, supernatural strategies, Lord, to win them all, that these campuses would be marked for you, Lord, in 10 years' time, that they would even be Christian colleges, Father, that there would be Christian doctrine in the school. God, for the wickedness that is happening even within the schools right now, I ask for a conviction to fall on each one in the name of Jesus. I ask for conviction to hit Elmira College in the name of Jesus. I ask for conviction to hit Ithaca College and Cornell. I ask for conviction to hit Mansfield in the name of Jesus, Lord, that your presence would show up. Lord, that you'd even begin to speak to people in dreams, Father. Speak to people in dreams and in their lectures, that they would know there's more. There's got to be more. There's something more. God, and fill your saints with supernatural boldness, God. Fill your saints with supernatural boldness to speak and to prophesy and to call those things that aren't as though they are. Jesus, we call them in. We call them in and we ask for a supernatural touch on each and every one of those campuses. In Jesus' name, that they wouldn't be a place of only education, but a place of your supernatural power. In Jesus' name. Hey. we thank you even now for the Ithaca campus. God, we pray that as you've clearly divinely ordained the extension to this area, that God, as you provide region, you provide provision, strategy, you provide every aspect that's needed to take a city. So, Father, we declare even now, as you've seen the increase and provided the increase, that it's just the beginning. That, God, what you've done so far is just the tip of the iceberg. And that there's depth, there's substance, there's change. God, there's something so radical coming to this area, to this region, that, God, you are going to be the pinnacle of all of it. Lord, I thank you that even as other churches are reaching out to us and wanting to pray for revival and wanting to come in unity, Father, we declare that your unity will be made known. Yes. That God, together, will be able to accomplish tenfold. Yes. That God, break down barriers, will break down walls. Jesus, I declare even now access to government officials, access to other organizations that are making impact. Lord, we thank you that you're giving us the keys to the kingdom, and that, God, that key will open up every door that's needed. Lord, we're not just here to build a nice church. We're here to transform a region for Jesus. And Lord, we want to make your name known. We want to lift you up. We want to decrease so that you can increase, God. We want to see you move in a radical way. Lord, we speak to every obstacle, and we declare that it is gone. It is demolished through the power of Jesus Christ. You said in your word, is my word not like fire? Is my word not like a hammer that destroys the rock? Lord, I thank you that your word is going forth and preparing the way for the supernatural. I thank you that your word is going forth, and God, something different is going to happen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's just celebrate him. Even as he'll do it in Ithaca, as he's doing it in Horseheads and Mansfield and every other extension, he'll do it in your life. I declare it even now that God is doing something radical in this church, and everybody that's attached to this house, it's going to be supernatural. It's going to be so far outside and beyond what you understand, that every hand that connects to this house and this vision, you're going to see supernatural favor. You're going to see supernatural doors open. You're going to see radical things through the power of Jesus Christ. You're going to see your faith rise to a new level. You're going to see signs and wonders and miracles. You're going to receive boldness from heaven. You're going to get access to things you never thought were possible. He's going to empower you to start that business. He's going to declare a word to you that's going to sustain you for this year. I thank you, God. Lord, you're not just making regional impact, but we declare that the numbers will go through the roof. God, because every number is a person with a story that's been delivered and transformed by the blood that your son Jesus shed. Lord, we're so grateful for you. We declare it even now, supernatural growth. God, not just people in and out, but people that are devoted to your house. People that are devoted to your vision. In every campus, laborers that are hungry to put their hands to the plow, I declare it in Jesus' mighty name. We'll no lack no thing. We'll see increase in victory only. Jesus, we declare every campus that our finances, that the stewardship that we have of your money, that, God, we've been faithful with what's called little, and you'll make us ruler over much. God, I call in even three times what came in last year. That, God, the check that's meant to pay this building off, the money's already in a bank account, and, God, the obedience just needs to happen. Lord, I thank you that there's no debt on any of the buildings, that finances
will supernaturally increase. That everything that you've called us to do, your vision has provision attached to it. And it's paid for in full. We'll leave off with this. I read a scripture to our congregation this morning and I loved it. And the scripture says that God, he leads us through Jesus Christ in a triumphal entry. I love the 2 Corinthians, I believe it's 2:14, that literally God himself leads you in a triumphal entry. That you're taking a victory lap this year with Jesus. That you, what used to be hard is easy in Jesus' mighty name. What used to be difficult, what used to be frustrating, what used to hold you back, you're walking in a victory lap with Jesus through his blood and through his power. Triumphal entry. Before it's even manifested, before it's even happened, we declare that it is done, that it is finished, and we're walking in victory. We're celebrating with Jesus already in advance. We thank you, Father. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise.
Father, we just lift up Mansfield campus, God. Father, we just thank you right now for the hand that you've already had on it, but what you're about to release in that place. Father, we just thank you right now. We thank you this year. We are believing for 150 more souls, broken, disgusted. I don't care if they're rich or poor. Everybody needs Jesus. Father, let us be a house that is where the hope and the love, all of the outpouring, everything that they have needed, they will receive just walking through the doors. Father, I pray right now that there is a fire that goes out, a literal fire that is so set in the towns and where people have to travel. There will be such a fire that the word will be preached and taught in the area to the people, and that word will be such a fire shut up in their bones that they will not be able to run to go in any different direction, but to go after the anointing. Lord, we put a demand on the anointing right now in Jesus' name. We put a demand right now that you will bring them from the north, the south, the east, the west. They will travel, whether it's 2 hours, 1 hour, they will go however they need to get in the anointing, to get in the presence of God. And Father, when they enter in, a house of miracles, signs, and wonders, God. And it won't be something that is long. It will be quick and it will be fast. It will be a place where we will see all delivery, people who need to be set free, healed in their body from any sickness or disease. We put a demand on that anointing right now in Jesus' name. It will just start pulling the people out of their homes, people who have not gone to church in many years because of hurt. Father, we speak and cut right through the hurt, and we ask that you bring them back home to the house. Well, they will start to feel the love and the acceptance and the joy of the Lord who is their strength. So, Father, we just thank you right now. Mansfield is going to a whole new level. And, Lord, I thank you right now that fire that sits upon every single one of them right now. Father, it will make them so hungry for the anointing that we have to teach almost every single night. Mark my words, I want to be so busy for the kingdom that they are pulling on the anointing, because that's where the house grows. We call increase. We call increase into the souls right now in Jesus' name. The workers, everything, God, to make the house flow as one. So, Lord, we just thank you. Even the kids will prophesy. The kids will have a word for adults, God. It will be a house that is standing on loving God, saving souls, and developing leaders. Father, we just give you all honor and glory that you're about to do a new thing. And, Lord, even Mansfield University, our kids will grow in that area. They will be so set on fire that the Mansfield University has doors that open up for us, that we will be able to go and give a word on the campus to be able to watch more souls saved for the kingdom of God. Father, we just give you all praise and honor. We put a demand on that anointing right now in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
You and to know your word and to know it for themselves, that right now you are drawing people to come to Remnant Bible College and to further their education in you, God. I thank you that these people are going to be strengthened in their faith, Lord. I thank you that right now you're even renewing people's minds that are currently students and just giving them daily revelation of who you are, Jesus. I thank you for the daily revelation that you're going to give them to further everywhere that they go, that everywhere that they step, Lord, you're going to be there in their midst, God, with them, Father. I thank you that right now that you're stirring young people and old people to come and to know you deeper, Lord. I thank you that right now you're setting a fire in them, and it's not a fire that can go out. It's a fire that's going to stand, and it's going to stand there for, and it's not going to go, and it's not going to go away, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for that fire. Not to just to go into ministry, but to go into their workplaces, Jesus, to share who you are and be fully known and fully convinced of who you are and what you're doing in them and through them, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Heavenly Father, we pray for a miracle of finances for the $1.4 million that will be paid in 2022 on this building. Lord, it's already done in your name. And Lord, we believe it and we rejoice over it, Lord Jesus. Let 2022 be the year of the miracle and the finances of this church, Lord Jesus.
Heavenly Father, we pray that you will give us the ability to infiltrate places that churches have not had the ability to infiltrate in the past. Father, we know that doors that have been locked in previous seasons, you have unlocked for this season. And these greatest days, Father, you say that you're going to pour out your spirit upon all mankind, and that we're going to see signs and wonders. Then I pray, Heavenly Father, that the prophetic word will reach schools in the name of Jesus, that the prophetic word will reach governmental offices, that the prophetic word will be talked about at the 6 o'clock news, that the prophetic word will permeate businesses, that the prophetic word will permeate churches that have not been open to the Holy Spirit before. Heavenly Father, we know that you called us to have great influence, Father, and we know that you give us more than we could ask or even think or even imagine. So, Father, we thank you in advance for our influence, Father, not just in this town, not just in this region, Father, not even just in this state, but, Father, we give you the glory for the country. We give you the glory for international influence in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we know that you have been planting seeds behind doors. We don't even know what you're working out on our behalf in fullness, Father, but we do know that you have great and mighty things, as Pastor had said. Father, amen to the great and mighty things. Amen to great and mighty things. We call those things to be as we claim that they are, Father, and we will walk as if we are already walking. And those great and mighty things, we prepare as if we are already walking. And those great and mighty things, we thank you for supernatural favor, Lord, for supernatural finances so that we can have the influence that we need. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for supernatural positioning and supernatural acceleration, Lord. We thank you that you will give us supernatural wisdom and divine revelation, that we will have the right word at the right time, Jesus, and that we will have divine appointments which open up those opportunities for influence. Heavenly Father, we give you the glory because we will take the land. As your word says, wherever we put our foot, we will take the land. Whatever we touch, it will prosper. So we put a demand upon the kingdom, a demand upon the call of this house, a demand upon the vision that you've laid out for us, Father. And we have full access to the kingdom. And we know that you've already created those things to be. So we reach up and we take them hold for the glory of you, our God, in the name of Jesus.
Father, we pray for the other campuses right now in Jesus' name. We pray for Pastor Phil and Jamie up in New Brunswick. God, even as they're under persecution and, Father, they're moving forward, we pray for that congregation not to decrease in the cold, but to increase in the cold. God, I pray that it'll be so many people outside worshiping you on a Sunday morning that, God, even in the depths of freezing weather, the government will have to shake their head. They'll have to recognize that you are moving in New Brunswick, that you are bringing revival in New Brunswick. Let the anointing be so strong. It heats the people, oh God. Supernaturally heat the people for the glory of heaven. Lord, use Pastor Phil to have influence, God, over not only New Brunswick, but all portions of Canada as you're positioning him, God, with a voice to declare that you can stand for Jesus and God will always back you up. Father, we pray for Indiana, Lord, with Pastor Ryan and his beautiful bride. We pray in the name of Jesus as their building program is moving forward, that it'll be completely paid off. That, Father, the building is already too small. We declare it, God, already too small in Jesus' name. Use him in a mighty way. Father, he's a man after your own heart. He loves you, God. He's passionate for you, Jesus. Use him to influence other pastors and ministers to draw them into a deeper relationship with Christ. Lord, we pray for Kentucky in Jesus' name, Louisville. We pray in Jesus' name that you'll grow that house. Lord, as they're looking for a new facility because they need more room, I thank you, God, you're going to grow that house in the name of Jesus. And you'll use them, oh God, in such a mighty, mighty way for the glory of God. Lord, we pray for West Virginia in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, as they've already completed their first building. Lord, you just gave them $30,000 from an unsaved man just a few weeks ago. God, you are so faithful, Lord, to do what you do. We ask in the name of Jesus that in that hole, Lord, it is amazing. There's nothing there. But God, draw them in from nothing to something. Draw them in, oh God, from the hills where the cows are. Lord, I pray you draw them in where people have to say, where did all the people come from? There's not even that many people in the county. Lord, I pray in Jesus' name you'll move on them for the glory of God. Lord, we pray for the church in New Jersey. Lord, we ask for Pastor Joel. Lord God, as he's moving in the Latino community, I ask God that he'll have great voice, great authority. Lord, as they're finishing their building program, that God, you'll use them. Lord, increase so much again. Too full already. We got to do something more. We pray for Pastor Patricio, Lord God, down in Campeche, Mexico, and Merida. Lord, we pray for the pastor that's in Cancun. We ask in the name of Jesus that you'll use them. Father, bring an outpouring of your Holy Spirit so strong in Cancun that God, even cartel will get saved. That Jesus, they'll even come to the altar. Lord, they'll confess your name and declare your goodness. Lord, in Campeche, I pray that as you've raised up Pastor Patricio to have a voice in the entire entire county, in the entire region, the state of Campeche. I pray, God, you'll make his voice even stronger. Lord, I pray for Alicia to be saved again. Lord Jesus, I pray that he'll come back to the altar. I pray, God, that the mayor that will next be the next governor will be a Christian governor. I pray, God, that you'll use him. I pray, God, he'll open the doors even for us to get in there and have another mighty revival for the glory of heaven. Lord Jesus, for Merida, open Merida, God. Lord, they're still closed down. Lord, the souls need to have the house opened. Jesus, open Merida in Jesus' name. I pray, Father, for Pastor Isaac as he's in Uganda, as they're just beginning. I pray, God, we don't despise small beginnings because we know you love the people of Uganda. I know, God, that you're going to use him there, that, Father, you're going to fill a house there. Help them as they're finding a location in Jesus' name, that, God, you'll use them in a powerful way. We pray for Pastor Randy down in Florida. As we're opening the campus on Easter, I thank you, God, that that campus is already going to have momentum. Father, we need a building. You know right where the building is. Give us wisdom and understanding. Direct us, Holy Ghost. I pray for favor, Holy Spirit, that we'll have a building to go into as we launch it on Easter. And Father, in the future, we pray for Geneva. We haven't lost the vision. God, we pray and declare Geneva born again in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, you're doing great things. Father, thank you for the opportunity to be able to serve you, to honor you, to glorify you, to be your ambassadors on this planet. We're not here to suck air, God. We're here to work. And God, I thank you for that anointing that destroys every yoke of bondage, the anointing to get the work done. Use us, Jesus, in our capacity that you have given to us, that, Lord, we will glorify your name. Father, the vision is clear. It's written on parchment. Lord, we can read it and run with it with clarity. Lord Jesus, I thank you that we are not threatened, that we are not worried, that we are not concerned, but our eyes are fixed on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. That God, we put our hands to the plow and we're not looking back. That God, we're going to do great and mighty things because you have called us, ordained us, and you will bring forth fruit and the fruit will remain. So Jesus, thank you. Thank you for the first night. Lord, we've been able to put our hand and agree together. We bind the devil in the name of Jesus. We bind every diabolical plot in the name of Jesus. And we loose the anointing that will make the captives free. Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for your goodness. Thank you for using us. Thank you for glorifying yourself. Thank you, Jesus, for lifting your name on high. That means you'll draw all men unto you. So tonight, God, we just say, show us your glory. Show us your glory. Because, Jesus, we refuse to do this on our own. This is all about you. This is not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. So show us your glory.
Show us your glory. Show us your glory. In wonder and surrender we fall down. Show us your glory. Show us your glory. Let every burning heart be holy ground. Show us. Show us your glory. Show us.
Father, we seal what was prayed for in agreement tonight. We bind any demonic attack that would try to halt or slow down the answer. And we declare that, God, you're going to pour out your spirit as you have promised in the last days. Jesus, we are excited for 2022. It's a year we've never had. These are ticking time, seconds, moments that we have never accomplished and never had in our hands. But we will live them for you, God, this whole year. And Jesus, at the end of this year, we will say, as we look at this list, what you have promised, you have performed. What we have prayed for, you have brought performance. And God, you're the God of evidence. So Jesus, we call forth evidence in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you that your saints are fasting. I thank you, God, they are laying their flesh on the altar of heaven and declaring, my life is not my own. I've been bought with a price. So, Jesus, tonight, as we are launching this week, we thank you for a mighty shift in the spirit. We thank you, God, that we are never going to be the same individually and or corporately. We declare in the name of Jesus that things are shifting in the atmosphere, the things that are shifting in the spirit, because your church is praying. Father, thank you for hearing us. Thank you for releasing your answers. You said if we ask anything according to your will, you hear us. This is the confidence that we can have in you. And if you hear us, the answer is on the way. Thank you for that confidence tonight, Jesus. We call it done. We call it done. January 9th, 2022. Not when it's done in performance. We call it done now because we call those things as though they already are. It is finished in the name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Hallelujah. Now we are trying to keep this timely, especially the first night, so we can get you to come back the second night. Amen. I can't promise the rest of the week, but we got the first night for you. So tonight, we just, as we're going to go out, if you want to remain around the altar, you can. If you want to continue praying, you can. We love you. We honor you. Thank you for coming for the first night of the Prayer Summit 2022, watching God move by the people of God praying and releasing heaven on earth. In the name of Jesus, amen. That's right. I usually forget the offering. So I want to remind you, you should never come to the King's house without a gift. The offering pails at the front. There are offering envelopes in your chairs. Just remember that. Never come to the King's house without a gift. Amen.